rejoice better be Christ.
That's right.
Amen. That's the only hope now. The man can't save you. The man don't have nothing to save you with. The preachers are preaching for the money. Christ was here 33 years preparing a way for me and you to come home. And he preached 3 years. And if you read that book, Bible, Sunday school book, newspaper, almanac, the funny paper, magazines, where he taking up a nickel, I swear to every rag you got on. All right, now if you stop the money, the church doors is closed. The man said he can't preach without the money. But here's your Savior, Christ. He preached out the money. He fixed the way for you to come home, but down and down. He scooped out the hills and valleys. He blowed out creeks and great lakes without the bulldozer. Painted dirty. Decorated with all kind of trees and grass without mine your help. Loaded up these big rocky mountains all in the north without a steam shovel or a bulldozer. Didn't need our help.
Sounds like these preachers got mixed up somewhere along the line, doesn't it?
Sure, the preacher's preaching for what he wants. Now listen to what he told the preacher. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, go without money, go without price, don't carry no script with you, don't have no purse. Preacher got the best beer for years in church. Pocket full of gold-tipped pencils, sticking in his bosom, $3,000, $5,000 or $6,000 automobile to ride in, house to live in free, feeding, clothing, and he'll take your wife away from him if you listen.
Speaking about your wife, do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
I was born in 1892.
1892, that make you about 84? Okay. You go to the same church? You Baptist too?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to school?
Yes, sir.
How many years did you get?
I got 2 months. I've been 12
through. 12 through?
I'm married.
Did you finish high school then?
I mean, finished. I got to this didn't go and he come on.
But you got to the 12th grade.
Right. Dad had all my books. There he
comes. Were your mother and father from this area too?
No, I don't know where they're from.
Mm. Okay. So you said you were in this house, you've been in this house for about 8 years then,
that's
huh?
Right.
8 years, 24,
so this is
kind of
mm-hmm. Just talking about houses in general. What do you call the name of the room that most people would consider to be the best room in the house, the place in the house that they'd entertain guests? What would you call something like that?
They call that the living room, didn't they? The parlor.
Yeah, have you ever heard it called anything else other than living room? You mentioned parlor.
That's right. Never have.
Ever have heard it called anything else?
Never have. Mm-hmm. You see, I don't know what it will be called for it then, because the folks got in hand. Now they done left God. Mm-hmm. They done left the plans of righteousness. Men is taking it in hand. There's one thing that obey God, and that's animal. He told the animal, eat grass, drink water, and die. He didn't have no soul to save.